Nolte, WAPO fact-checker exposed trying to discredit critical race theory critic RUFO. By John Nolte on August 6, 2021. Glenn Kessler, the fake, serial lying, left-wing fact-checker for the far-left Washington Post, was caught red-handed this week attempting to fabricate a hit piece on critical race theory critic and journalist Christopher RUFO, and then Kessler lied about it. RUFO is one of the most prominent journalists exposing how Democrats infect government and our schools with the racism of critical race theory. And the far-left Washington Post has already been caught spreading lies about him, which had to be retracted. Yes, already the far-left Post has published nearly a dozen hit pieces on him. But that wasn't enough, at least not for serial liar Kessler, who sought to undermine RUFO's work with the absurd claim he's guilty of plagiarism and inventing the source that launched his whistleblowing. Let's start with the email serial liar Kessler sent to anti-woke activist Karlyn Borisenko, which in part reads: "In various interviews, RUFO has claimed he became aware of CRT, critical race theory, because he got a tip from an anonymous Seattle employee about the CRT program. But through a public records request, I have discovered that his query to the city, sent on June 17, instead cited a tweet that you made on June 16. In other words, he was piggybacking off your research and has been falsely claiming he had an anonymous tipster helping him. And now it seems he's hijacked the whole thing into some kind of anti-white attack, which I don't think was your original intention. So I was wondering what you think about all this. I still have to contact him and do some more reporting, so please don't tweet or mention this until after I publish." A few points on what this email tells us. Kessler and the Washington Post are so obsessed with discrediting RUFO, not his work, but him personally, they're doing public records requests. Kessler is launching this fact check, not on anything related to RUFO's impeccable journalism, but his process. Kessler is not searching for facts. He's already concluded what he wants to write about and is asking Borisenko leading questions to backfill that conclusion. Kessler is obviously hoping he can discredit RUFO's work. Not by discrediting RUFO's work, but by discrediting RUFO personally. This approach is not journalism or fact-checking. It's a smear campaign. To her everlasting credit, Borisenko not only refused to play along, but she also treated Kessler with the contempt he deserves by tweeting out his email and answering it publicly. "Hi at Glenn Kessler," she tweeted to Kessler in the World. "At Real Chris RUFO and I were talking to the same anonymous tipster. This person came to both of us with the same information. So, yes, that person absolutely exists. And no, I don't believe RUFO hijacked anything. I'm grateful for his work. Hope this helps," she added. Knowing he was busted, Kessler then sent Borisenko a CIA email that opens with a shameless, bald-faced lie. "I never suggested this person did not exist. I'm disappointed you decided to go public with my query." His public records request made no mention of an anonymous tipster. Only your tweet, but your answer would have suggested he was on solid ground to make this claim. Look at that. Kessler actually wrote, "I never suggested this person did not exist," when he just sent her an email that said, in other words, he has been falsely claiming he had an anonymous tipster helping him. Imagine how shameless of a liar Kessler is if he's willing to tell a provable lie such as that one. Anyway, our hero Karlyn Borisenko hit Kessler again by making that particular email public with her response. "Hi at Glenn Kessler WP, at Real Chris RUFO and I were talking to the same anonymous tipster. This person came to both of us with the same information. So, yes, that person absolutely exists. And no, I don't believe RUFO hijacked anything. I'm grateful for his work. Hope this helps." Borisenko handled this perfectly, beautifully. This is precisely how you deal with the corporate media. Facts and contempt and exposure all delivered with a side order of steaming hot belligerence. On YouTube, Borisenko goes into further detail as to why she went public. She's exactly right on all points, especially her resentment of how Kessler was not searching for the truth but rather looking to back up a theory, and how sinister his request that she keep quiet until after he published. The video is definitely worth a look. Oh, and now that he's once again been exposed as a fucking liar and fraud, Kessler won't be writing his hit piece.